This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit the U.S. next week. He'll start in Seattle, where he'll tour a Boeing assembly plant and meet tech executives at Microsoft's headquarters. Then he'll continue on to the White House. The U.S. government and China have been at odds in recent years over allegations that China has hacked U.S. government and corporate websites. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a story.
China's been hacking us pretty well lately.
If you took the Fortune 500 companies, at least half of them have been attacked.
Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute says targets allegedly include Silicon Valley firms, Dow Chemical, GE. Now, governments are always trying to hack each other's military and diplomatic computers. What the administration wants to stop is commercial espionage, state-sponsored hackers stealing trade secrets, like the pricing for a new bridge or blueprints for a robotic system, to give Chinese companies a leg up. Ishwar Prasad at Cornell used to direct China policy at the IMF.
The stakes are very high in this case. China is trying to move up the value-added chain to fields of technology where the U.S. has traditionally had a big edge.
But Prasad says U.S. leverage is limited. American companies don't want relations to sour and then find themselves shut out of the huge Chinese market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.